Hello, welcome to another episode of Monday Coffee. I'm here with you today to talk to you about the things that inspire me, give me hope for another week. I think for a lot of us, there is a lot of noise going on in the world, whether it's with politics or religion or natural disasters. And one of the things I keep coming back to time and time again as a pastor, as a person, is the fact that we as humans, whatever sides we take, whatever beliefs or ideals we have, we want to be right. And I think beneath all of the stuff that's going on is our need to be right. Our need to be right and our need to win. And I think it's so countercultural to the gospel. But we think, especially in America, American Christianity, that in order to succeed, we must win, we must overcome, we must dig in our heels, we must pull ourselves up by our bootstraps and look out for number one, basically. And so whether you're watching the stuff unfolding in our Senate with impeachment, or you follow closely what our president does and says, or even religion. Maybe you've been part of a church that you've been hurt by because you had questions, but then they shut it down because you can't ask questions because they are right. They have certainty. We all want certainty. I think the human brain doesn't like the gray areas, the unknown, the mystery. I think we want things clearly black and white. But I think that's opposite of what Jesus taught us to be. And for kind of to support that, I want to read Philippians 2. This is a whole Philippians 2, 1 through 11, and this talks about the humility of Christ. And this is one of my favorite passages of the Bible, and it's going to keep saying stuff like, this should be of your mind also, this is how you should live, but yet we have a hard time doing it. So let me read it. So if there is any encouragement in Christ, any comfort from love, any participation in the Spirit, any affection and sympathy, complete my joy by being of the same mind, having the same love, being in full accord and of one mind. Do nothing from rivalry or conceit, but in humility count others more significant than yourselves. Let each of you look not only to his own interest, but also the interest of others. Have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the form of a servant. Being born in the likeness of men, and being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. The fact that Jesus was God and humbled oneself to become human, to walk among us, to show us how to live, how to not look to your own interests, but the interests of others, to take care of one another, that is the way to live. And so it's not about winning, but it's about emptying yourself. It's about dying to yourself each day and following the path of Christ to love others, to love God. Everything else tends to be noise. If the actions, if the things you support aren't at the heart of it, loving our neighbors, loving God, then sometimes that's just plain old noise. So whether you're in the Republican tribe, you're in the Democrat tribe, you're in the Baptist tribe, you're in the Presbyterian tribe, I think one of the things we all should agree on and work towards is the humility of Christ and working towards the interest of each and every one of us, because we belong together and we belong to one another. We'll see you next week. Voices of Hope is a podcast of New Hope Presbyterian Church in Castle Rock, Colorado. You can listen to our sermons, interviews, and Pastor Pod on iTunes, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or any popular podcast platforms. Our worship times are on Sundays at 9 and 10:45 a.m. If you've enjoyed Voices of Hope, please rate and review us and share us with your friends, and we will see you next time.